enough.
Amen.
Let us give Jesus a clap offering. Amen. See, my Lord has just talked about the mission field. And if you go out on one of these places, you are going to see that the church is not working. That is the truth. See, there are some things that irritate me in the activities of the church. You have a roof over your head. You have this over your head. You are planning to build a more beautiful one. Do you follow me? I think we have missed it. I think that we have missed it. Believe me, when we get to heaven, nobody will get a crown because you built the most beautiful church in Africa. Building. Nobody. Please try to influence what happens in your own church in some way. Do you follow me? I was in a church where I was made chairman for missions and evangelism, and I was happy. And we started to organize outreaches. And people were attending. Souls were being won. Until I was accused of organizing outreaches. Accused of. And I was told, when we made you the chairman for missions and evangelism, it was for you to plan programs inside the church. Family program. That is not missions. That is not evangelism. Are you following me now? I think we've lost the value of what the church is supposed to be. May God help us.
Amen.
Look, this environment, these little teachings that we get, let us try to impart them onto other people, especially people who can bring about a change, so that the activities of the church will truly reflect the mind of Christ. What is expected of the church by the Christ? I was speaking in one church, I think it was Montelius, from years ago. And I said, look at the activities of the church. The choir will practice during the week to sing to us. Do you follow me now? The pastor will prepare to preach to us. The same people. Some people have had sermons for 60 years in one church. 60 years. Sermon. And among those sermons, maybe the pastor once in a while will say, witness to your neighbors. That's all. Most of those things don't turn you towards evangelism. They don't get you to have passion for evangelism. They're just feeding you. Unfortunately, there are pastors who are counting the number of people because the tithe and offerings will go to pay his salary at the end of the month. There are pastors who change because this church is not rich enough. That church, they will say, God has, they have received another call. Say, you searched for a call. Why don't you build up where you are now? Do you follow me? I mean, why don't you set out, do a thorough job, and build up where you are now, and see how God blesses you? Are you with me? Well, he just told you about work. That is work. Do you follow me? Let me tell you. The time that we left the church where we were because of doctrinal crisis. And what's doctrinal crisis? Holy Spirit? Why must that be any crisis? Healing, deliverance. Why must that bring any crisis in any church? But the accusation was, we don't do that here. We have been around for more than 100 years. We are still here. And we don't do baptism in the Holy Spirit. And we don't do healing. We don't do deliverance. So if you want to do it, leave this place. And believe me, when the leadership of the church tells you to leave, the Holy Spirit will tell you to leave. Are you following me? Prayerfully and painfully, we have to do the will of God because God said, leave. I have given you gifts. Go and use my gifts. There is no sentiment about God. The only thing he respects is his word. He doesn't respect a bishop, an archbishop, a pope. Do you follow me? He only magnifies his word, even above his own name. So title will ever be kale. That God will no longer respect his word above that name or title. He said, leave. I don't know, I must have shared that testimony here before. And I had to pray, seriously, where am I going from here? Frankly speaking, I thought about it. Even at that time, much as I wasn't doing as much as I'm doing now, what I was doing then, most people in the lorry knew Dr. Okala. I hope you follow my point. So if I walked into another church and sat down, people are going to look. What is he doing here? Do you follow me now? But I had to pray sincerely. So where do I go? Which church? The Lord told me, go to villages. See, even my grandfather did not live in a village. Are you following me? But he said, go to villages. I told the group, I said, this is what the Lord said to me. I don't even know where to head, but I know that I will be there. I don't know what lies there, but I know he's sending me there. Now, those of you who have prayed, you know God wants you out. You better get ready. Those of you who will not go, I have no power to force you. Listen, until you go, you don't know what is there. And I thank God that we went. And we are still there. We will be there until Jesus comes. Amen. By the grace of God, the devil can't hinder a thing. There is work to do. Please try to prick the conscience of your pastors. Look, a short distance from here, I don't care if I don't teach on fear today. A short distance from here, we met one village. Some of you know Mr. Adebayo, TKP. He met somebody from that village. He talked with him. The person said, come. So he called me, because TKP was not running churches. We were running churches. He called me. We went there. The Bogaji told us there was a well. The well was drilled for them, or was dug for them, at that time, 28 years ago, by some Catholic missionaries. For some time they were there, then they left. A short distance, not 1 hour from here. Since then, they had no church there. They were either Muslims or idol worshippers. Look at us in Ilorin, less than 1 hour from here. Ah, love it. And Jesus said, go to all the world. Are you following me now? All the world. Go to the uttermost places. And we are sitting in the very, very big cities. Reason, the church cannot make money out there. Let me tell you, you can't make money there. You have to spend money on them. You cannot make money. And that is why they don't go. The gospel is for sale. I was speaking to a church in the U.S. on our mission work, and somebody said, excuse me, said, how much offering do you collect from here? I said, in one year, I said, maybe $10. That would be about 1,000 naira in 1 year. Because on one Sunday, if our pastor removes his own offering, the rest of it is 50 naira. You follow my point? That's But now we have touched them, they are doing better. But it's nothing. The amount of money that we use for petrol to go and come back. Do you follow my point? Forget it. Forget it. But the gospel is not about how much money you make. One pastor once mentioned to me, if a church is not viable, not producing enough money to sustain it, they cancel it. There are people who do that. We went on a crusade at Igueleni. And there is a young man there who is doing good job there. And he told us that one room that he was using somewhere at the time was the church that one very big church in Nigeria had. They had a pastor there. He said they couldn't sustain it, so they left. I said, what? They couldn't sustain a church in one little room in one village. This kind of church. I said, now, wow. I think we got it wrong. We've got it wrong. May God help us. Talk to your pastors. It is painful. People are wasting away waiting for the gospel. And we are singing, entertaining ourselves. The choir will sing to us, we'll clap. Do you follow me? The pastor will preach to us. Wow! We are having a lot of fun when we should be walking. Going to fellowship is not the same as walking. Do you follow me? That's not work. Oh, the one who is training the choir, maybe he's doing his own job. You follow my point, ministry of helps. But the overall job of the church is to go out and minister to the lost. And we miss it in a bad way. It's unfortunate. One of our mission fields, we started a school a few years ago. Thank God. They were never going to school, just like he was saying. And I think I have shown us videos here before. Now they're rushing in. Unfortunately, even when there is what is called a school, government school, they're useless. They're completely useless in those villages. Government, if there are four teachers in the school, the teachers agree. You will come on Monday and Tuesday. The others will stay home. One teacher will teach four classes. The others will stay home. Then somebody else will come on Wednesday. Do you follow me? And the villagers know they cannot do a thing about it. Nothing. And these people have to be educated. May God help us. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of work for the church to do. Believe me, may God make you a part of it. If your church is not interested, continue to go there. But you take interest in mission work. Do you follow me? As an individual, no, we don't get saved by the name of the church. We get saved as individuals. We get reward in heaven as individuals. When you get to heaven, nobody will say, every member of Praise Assembly, come and get your reward. No. It's one by one. So you better make sure that you get your own priorities right. That is what it is. May God help us. That's a lot of work to do. We haven't touched places. Only local government where we are. Maybe we now minister to some 20 villages. Not 20 churches, but churches that reach about 20 villages. They come. Okay. But in that local government, there are about 400 villages in that one local government. So you can see that it is no joke. And where we are now, how far we have gone now. That was one Sunday. We got to a village called Elemila, where we have a church and we have a resident pastor. We have to have the pastor living in the village so as to properly disciple the people. You can't just come on Sunday and go back. The pastor was angry on that day, reporting to us that one pastor came from Sose town and had drawn some of the members from our church. And the pastor he was talking about was passing by, and he called him, and he was angry at him. I just laughed. I just laughed. And I told the pastor, I said, listen, her husband was with me. Dr. Lasode was there with me. I told our pastor, I said, let me tell you something. You are angry? At what? A pastor cannot steal your members. Your members can decide to go. Do you follow me? No pastor can kidnap a member. But a member has the liberty to decide to go. There is nothing that you can do about that. I said, let me warn you. When you get to heaven, you will not get the crown because you know how to quarrel over God's work. Are you following me? God will not say, well done, my servant. You know how to quarrel over my job. No. So, we had a discussion with the area pastor of this pastor who came, and we told him, look, in our own church, if we get to a village, please learn this thing. If we get to a village as small as this, and we find a church, we pass over. Are you following me? We will not stay there to start one. We will pass over. There is a church here. If we hold a crusade there, it will be to help the church on ground. It will not be for us to start a church. I said, but that is our own way of doing God's work. We have no authority over you. I told his senior pastor, we have no authority over you. Decide how you do your own. Do it. And they concluded he will run the church. I said, pastor, if there is one person left, what is the thing? I said, if there is one person who is worshiping with you, go ahead, but don't quarrel in this village. Interestingly, the senior pastor came to check out what this pastor was doing. One pastor from Ogumosho came looking for him. He now met us there. And he said, I don't know how he got to this place. This place is too far. I just laughed. This place is too far. How did he get here himself? We kept coming. Where is the place? We didn't get there until... I just laughed. This place is far. He has not gone one quarter of the distance that we have been to inside the bush. That is the nearest church where we have... The nearest village where we had a church. The nearest one. And to him, it was too far. Do you follow me now? Okay. I just laughed. Eventually, the church there dismantled. All of them came back. This pastor stopped coming. He quickly started the school. He stopped. I said, look, we are not ready to start a school here now. We are still working on one. We want it to sit. Do you follow me? So he can start a school. Beautiful. He can do anything. He doesn't come anymore. Then I told the pastor, we don't own them. They don't belong to us. They belong to Jesus. I remember one time I was doing a revival at St. Barnabas Cathedral. Are there members here? St. Barnabas Cathedral? Okay. And you know, sometimes when I do a revival, I may leave one day for people to ask questions. And I have found that it's a very good part of a revival, letting people speak and ask questions. And people were asking me a lot of questions. And the bishop was there that night. Bishop Fabuluje was sitting there. And I think it was the last night of the revival. I don't remember now. But at the end of the day, they called him to pray for us. And he got up and he said, Oluwa adupe lowo re fun oni soji to wa ba wa soro on da we bere on so nto ye ko so eru oti e ba. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. And we are talking about fear. Do you follow me? The man said, Erotieba, because I knew some of the questions that people were putting to me were questions they had raised in their heart or in the church. Do you follow me? Yeah. And I had to give the scripturally correct answer, not looking at anybody's face. Hallelujah. Yeah. You don't look at people's faces. You will sin against God. you will sin against God. And I say, thank you, Jesus. You know, there is the fear of ministry. The fear of ministering as you ought to. You don't want to offend somebody. Jesus offended many people. He stepped on people's toes. And some people hated him like anything for the things that he was saying. Hallelujah. You have to minister without fear. Like I say, if a pastor feels dissatisfied with me, he can come and get his microphone. I won't struggle with him. The church is his own. He's pastor. I have no right. The only reason I was there was because they invited me. That is all. Otherwise, I would have no right to come to the pulpit. On the other hand, if he allows me to finish on that day and he says that man would never come here again, thank God for what I have said today. If I don't ever come again, glory to God. But thank God for what I have said today. That's all. Some years ago, my wife and I, we went to offer for a revival, First Baptist Church. Reverend Dr. Alade was pastor there. Okay. Before the church even allowed me to come, it was a youth program. They had invited me. But then the church there looked at the name of our church and said, this is not a Baptist church. Are you following me? See, I had a problem one time. We were at Zion. And Reverend Olu Peters was invited for the first time to come and minister. And some people said, he's not a Baptist. We don't know what he's going to say. I said, people, wait a minute. I said, this man is going to minister from the Bible. We are not daft. Let the man come and speak. After his seminar, we will ask questions. There will be discussions. Why can't he come? And the man came and he ministered and he was good. He knew what he was saying and we were blessed. And I think after that we invited him again. Do you follow me? Why do you want to keep somebody away because the name of his church is not the same as the name of your denomination? What is the point? Let us learn these things for God's sake. So they queried the youths. Said, the name of this church, the man is not a Baptist. And the name of our church used to be Baptist Praise Assembly. Sentiment. That was sentimental. You follow my point? But eventually we said, listen, what's the point in the sentiment? Praise Assembly. Period. Hallelujah. So we changed it to Praise Assembly. So the youths told them, well, it's called Praise Assembly, but they Baptist Praise Assembly. Finally they agreed and we went. The first meeting was Sunday morning. Mrs. Elegbede was there. I think it's her church. She went home and she was there that day. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. And it's a big church. We were talking on Ezekiel at the Valley of Bones, that vision. And the Lord gave to us to teach on that and bring it to the fact that it is the Holy Spirit who revives. Hallelujah. And so on and so forth. We're now finished. Don't look back now. Don't look at the pastor's face. Praise the Lord. Everybody who wants to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, stand up. See the whole church. So people are hungry in the church. May God help us. Church is not a place of bondage. It's a place of freedom, liberty, liberation. The old ones, the young ones, everybody up. My heart. So I called Mrs. Elegbede and said, you are going to help us move around. And somebody, my wife, okay. I just to just minister to the church. You won't believe it. It was the day of Pentecost. Give Jesus a clap of hallelujah. Don't be afraid to do what God has given you to do. The reason some of us are afraid is because so that they will give you money before you go. What money? Everybody praying in the spirit, all over the whole church. And then one young lady started to pray in diversities of tongues, which operates for prophecy. Do you follow me? If you have been in a fellowship like that before, you see, suddenly you hear one voice that's different, and you know a message is coming. I hope you follow my point. Yeah. So the youths went to her, and they brought her to the altar where I was standing. And she prayed, she spoke, and she spoke, and she spoke in diversities of tongues. Then I went to her, and I said, the spirit that's speaking in tongues in her, if you are of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, speak and glorify the Lord Jesus. And then she went in Yoruba, interpreting, Emini Oluwa, Emini Oluwa. And then she spoke, and then she spoke, and then she spoke, and then she spoke. The anointing was so heavy upon her, I had to pray for the anointing to lift. I then turned to the congregation. I said, anybody who thinks that I made an arrangement with this girl, raise up your hand. And the message was saying, my servant that I have sent, listen to him, what he is telling you. You follow me now?
Yes.
Thank God for Reverend Alade. That was why I mentioned his name. If you had played a negative role, I would not have mentioned the name. And I would not have described the church so that you don't go and look at him like somehow. You know? But when the testimony is good, you can mention a name. That Sunday after the evening service, the eldest deacon there, Deacon Adegboye, he's the elder brother of Professor Adegboye, who used to be here in the university. But mathematics or statistics, I don't remember now which one he was. He came to see us at the pastorium. And then he was going home, then with the pastor, we were seeing him to the gate. And then he said, Pastor, he said, one of my children came and said, some people were grumbling. You see, remember Jesus, anytime that he did something wonderful, some people grumbled. Let them grumble. What can you do about it? You want to be better than Jesus. If you want to be better than Jesus, you have missed it. Because Jesus said, at the best, his servant can only be like his master. He cannot be better than his master. Why do you want to be better than Jesus? You want to please the whole world? God help me, I don't want to. He said, one of the children came to him and said, how can they allow this type of thing in a Baptist church? This is not Baptistic. Reverend Alade said, let them grumble. He said, let them grumble. He said, that is what they do. He said, I know them. They drive pastors away. He said, because of them, I have started to far. If they want to drive me, let them drive me. I have told the Lord, wherever I go, I will never hinder the Holy Spirit. Never hinder the Holy Spirit. He said, I have told my God, because of them, I have started to farm. I wish that ministers can be that bold. How much money will you be paid? You lose your reward in heaven. I think we had 4 days with them. By the end of the fourth day, people had heard in town something was going on at First Baptist Church. The last night, the church was full to the brim. To the brim. One day, in fact, I had to send to Ilorin for some people to come for the final ministrations. One day we finished. I had to close at about 11:30 in the night. I had been told people won't stay. Can you go? It depends on what is happening. On the way back home, one of his children carried my Bible. And he said, Daddy, Bama tea close. Give Jesus a clap offering. The boy said, Daddy, you should not have closed the service. You should only have announced. Those who want to go home, let them go home. Those who want to stay, they can stay. Then let us just continue. Then came the last day. And I'll finish with this. You follow me? I'm talking about, don't be afraid to minister. Let them kick you out. What's the big deal? On the last day, we finished all of the deliverances, all of the miracles. You follow me? Then the eldest deacon, Deacon Adigwe, was called to pray for my wife and I. Then we knelt down and hear him. Oluwa, lati 1926 tati da ijo isile o wa wa saarin wa nijo merin yi. It is a prick in the heart, but even with that, just give Jesus a clap offering. Are you following me? May God make you ministers indeed. Amen. The deacon prayed and said, "Oh Lord, since 1926 that we started this church, you have visited us these 4 days. It is an indictment of the system." Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll share one more, then I'll stop. We can ask questions. It was here in the lorry. It was Papa Jolori. He was the minister. Papa Jolori was the minister one Saturday at Ebenezer Church years ago, if you remember. Then you called me and Jacob, Dr. Adeniyi, Professor Adeniyi now, to go and represent you. It was an all Saturday, so we went. You have to hope that God will bring an opportunity to minister deep. You follow me? So we got there, we taught, they asked questions, we got into the Holy Spirit again. By the time that we were discussing about the Holy Spirit, the pastor had to quickly go somewhere and come back. That was an act of God. So before he came back, we had taught the people very well on the Holy Spirit. They had asked all of their questions, they had answered. Then the retreat ended. Then we announced, those who want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, wait. Those who don't care, God bless you, go home. Those who wanted to leave, they left. Those who wanted to wait, they waited. So we had them sit down. And as we were explaining to them how we will minister the Holy Spirit to them, so they relaxed, the pastor came in, he sat down. Then the pastor suddenly said, "My brother, you want to tell me that when these people were baptized in water, the Holy Spirit was not there?" Professor Adeniyi was talking. He wanted to respond to him. Then the members who were sitting said, "Pastor, John Tori Long." Emma, do you allow? They said, I'll say it in English. They said, "I want in your ear, what you call what you berry berry, what you are." I'm not kidding. They said, "Ejoe duo kashito." One of them was on his knees. All the time he was saying, "Today, today." Do you follow me? How can people be in the church? They're screened off from the Holy Spirit. And then the pastor left. He got angry and he left. He left us. Eventually he came back at green, but he left us. So we said, "Fine, people, we are ready." So we ministered to them. They received. Professor Adediran, Mrs. Adediran's husband, you know Mr. Adediran who ministers here, her husband was one of them. That was the day he received. Are you following me? Now, in the process, some unclean spirits started to manifest. We had to do deliverance. Are you following me? Because that may happen when you minister the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes down, unclean spirits will have to cry out. Then you have to cast them out. Then the individual receives. Now, there was a lady there. We had to give her some time for deliverance. And when I tried to identify the demons that were really putting a hold on her, the demon answered and said, Belt. What is your name? Belt. Belt.
Belt.
Belt. Belt. Belt.
Yeah.
Like Ibanu.
Yeah.
Belt. I turned to the husband who was standing there. I said, does she use anything around her waist like beads? You know, some women use beads.
Yeah.
The husband said, no. Then I turned back again. Then the Holy Spirit told me, no, it is all spiritual, and it is to prevent her from getting pregnant, or if she got pregnant, she would abort. So I turned to the husband. I said, yeah, the Spirit said that this demon was put around her waist to prevent her from getting pregnant, or if she got pregnant, she would abort. Then the husband said, we got married last year. She got pregnant shortly after, but she aborted. Since then, she has not got pregnant again. I said, okay. So I commanded the Spirit. You belt, in the name of Jesus, you and all that are with you, come out. The thing left. The woman was delivered, received the Holy Spirit, and we left. During that year, shortly after that, she took in, she delivered. Well, praise the Lord. And then, one day, a few years after, maybe 3 years after or so or four, I was talking with Professor Adedra. And said, what about that lady? Ah, he said she now has about 3 or 4 children. She said, I'm not sure about 3 or 4. But give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. When the word of God said, there shall be none barren in the land, he gave you a job to do to make sure that none will be barren. If you don't use what he has given to you to prevent that barrenness, it is not his fault. It is your fault. Because he gave you power to make sure that those things will not happen. And if somebody is in the church, the Holy Spirit is put aside, the members are suffering, they are held in bondage by unclean spirits, and you say, no, 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 no Holy Spirit here. Why? Praise the Lord. The same church, one day, Professor Adelino just came to myself and Professor Adelino and said, please, we're at one of the Baptist weeks of program, but the last meeting will be on the Friday. He said, please, he said, we're having this program. The last meeting is Friday night, and the deacons have sent me to you. Can you come and minister? I said, we can come. He said, the pastor is not at home. He has gone to Bumasho for a course. So the deacons want me to come back. Praise the Lord. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Clap for Jesus. So, see, the deacons could see it, but the pastor was resistant. So it was, thank God the pastor is not at home. May it be that your members will not be thanking God that you, the pastor, you are not at home. Because that is a terrible testimony. So we said, sure, we will come. Then we got ready, we went there. It was in the night. We got there, the program started. And then it came a time after the teaching, we started to minister to the people. We called people, we ministered to them. He will take one, I will take one. Now, Pastor Denny takes one, I take one. What is your problem? They tell us, we pray. Huh? And you can hear, hey, please thank God for me. I am free. Hey, Baptist Church? Okay. After that now, we said, okay, those of you who did not come out, raise up your hand. We will come and just pray with you briefly, 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 and go. I got to one young man. I prayed, and the Spirit said, tell him to come out. Then I said, when I get back there, before I close, I said, come out. I did not know why. He doesn't have to tell you everything at once. You just obey the first instruction. So I said, come out. Then I started to close. I had forgotten that I even told somebody to come out. Then I saw a man standing in front of me. I said, may I help you, sir? He said, you told me to come out. Then I said, Then I realized he was standing like this. I said, why are you standing like this? He said, I was born like that. One of my legs. One leg was about maybe 2 inches
shorter
than the other. That was what God wanted me to see. Then I said, sit on that chair. Then he sat. I said, stretch forth your legs. He stretched them. I looked at them. One was about 2 inches shorter. I said, about 2 inches shorter. He said, yes. I said, close your eyes. He closed his eyes. I prayed, you short leg, grow and be equal to the one on the right. The leg grew. I said, open your eyes. I said, open your eyes. He opened his eyes. He saw the 2 legs. I said, get up and walk. He got up and started to walk like a normal human. The whole church went up like CAC. Hallelujah. The whole church. What is it? A pastor stands and says, no Holy Spirit here. No healing, no deliverance. But if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Complete liberty, complete deliverance. Not half and half, complete. May God help you.
Amen.
If such things arise in your church, stand up and tell them what you have seen the Lord do by the Holy Spirit. And ask them why this thing cannot be happening here. It is good to ask. May God bless you.
Amen.
Give Jesus a clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us take about 5-10 minutes. Questions and comments. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Sorry. In as much as you can speak English, speak English.
Okay. So, concerning what Daddy has just said.
Yeah.
And one of the people that God blessed through what he has just said. Anytime something like this come up, I cannot but to give thanks. If I got married and I stay in Lagos, I didn't come here, I don't know what would have happened. But coming to Lord, I thank God. Today, I'm the mother of children to the glory of God.
Amen.
Because it is here that God did it. I'm not going to be glory to God for that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Secondly, sir, you said we should express ourselves without any care.
Yes.
Without any care.
Yes.
For an elderly person, I mean, our fathers in the Lord, our mothers in the Lord, it's very, very easy for them to correct us, to correct children in the Lord. But for children in the Lord to correct daddies, mommies in the Lord, especially in position of GOs and so on and so forth. Sir, I want to ask that question. You know people that it is through them that God established you in faith. It is through them that you love Christianity. You know, when they started, you saw them coming up. You were thrilled. You said, ah, Christianity is beautiful. But gradually, something else is happening. How do you handle it? For example now, my uncle, a GO. I know him as a man of God. I agree to love him. I love him now, but I believe that something is going on. Then maybe you ask me, how do I assess this? I mean, how do I know this? I'm not really living with him. But each time we have contact, report and everything, but of reason, then there comes my question, sir. Because I am having this prompting to go in, but I have this fear. Do you know, say, I know everything. I can hear God, you know, like that. Is it good, sir? As you are, sir. You are my father in the Lord.
Okay.
Then mommy is here. You are doing something. Maybe mommy is celebrating a birthday. Then you invited us. I don't know. Maybe service or whatever. But in this one, you organize parties. And people started spraying mommy. Started spraying you, GO. Started spraying. Physical spraying. Now, other things are there. Then I have this feeling. I mean, you're very bad. Go by. Then a friend of mine now went to one of the churches that he is pastoring. He now said, children of God, let's wake up. Something is going on wrong. How can, you know, something be happening in the church of God? So, sir, I don't know. But from my own point of view, I feel that they are not doing the thing as they started. Because these are the people I knew from their university days. They were growing. I love Christianity through them. Now they are doing birthday. And do you know one comment that somebody said? He said, eh? What about one with them? And I remember Mission Field. The people are there. That if I even pack all the money, some people want to check. And we go and use it for mission. We see souls. We see some of these children that they don't have education. No. Sir, is it right for children of God to spray? like this.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay. Okay.
Because
now, I did not particularly talk about you correcting somebody. I talked about you preaching sound doctrine. That is different from turning to somebody and saying you are wrong. I hope you follow me. When you are preaching sound doctrine, anybody who is wrong, let him see it. Anybody who is not wrong, let him know that he is not wrong. Turning to somebody is a different thing entirely. I hope you follow my point. When you decide to correct somebody, and I have this thing about me, if something cannot be supported with scripture, it is difficult to enforce in Christendom. Are you following me? I have seen people pray in the church. I think that inside of the church is not a place for money changing. But if you are having a party outside, do you follow me now? Because there's nothing wrong with a social party if you are not committing iniquities there. Do you follow me? There are social parties. There are social parties. They can be different. Are you following me now? If it is on the field outside of the church, we have a culture here. We give people money. Some children come to visit you. When they're going, you give them money. Your brother's wife comes on a visit, you give her money. We have that culture, and it's not bad. White people can give you food to eat. When you are going, they will not give you one kobo. It is not in their culture. Are you following me? Some things are simply cultural. If Mrs. Lassode was having her birthday party and we gather outside of her house, if I want, I can take money. Eh? It's because she's my daughter. Oh, if I do, won't you take it? You will take it. Do you follow me now? It is good to put it in an envelope, but it is still the same amount. Whether you say because of children who are not going to school, whether I put it on your head or put it in an envelope, it is still not going to those children anyway. You follow my point? Okay, so it's not going to them. So the only difference is how you do it. I think it is neater to put it in an envelope. Yes. Frankly speaking, I think it is neater to give you in your living room. Not necessarily everybody see me and they give up money. Do you follow me now? But otherwise, you don't really have strong scriptural basis to condemn somebody spiritually for saying, I'm happy with you. Do you follow my point? Okay. Praise the Lord. Now, anybody can feel differently. It doesn't matter. Do you follow me now? Okay. Any other questions or comments? No questions, no comments? My Lord, your own has to be a comment, not a question. Okay.
Your preeminent successor. You see, the biggest problem we have is fear. Like when my bishop is of blessed memory now, I think I told you about it, Bishop Alpha Wunje, he has gone to rest.
Yes.
You see, when we are talking and they are seated, those of people will be afraid. In fact, it's so sad that some people are afraid of men, afraid of God. What they want to say, they will not say it. I had the privilege to just say this, and I say it's a privilege. And the bishop, you know, we are very small in the setup, and he's my Oga Patapata. And he asked me to come and preach. And along the line, the Lord said, use this topic to preach. And I spoke the mind of God. I was not bothered. Other people say, how can you say that when your bishop is there? Just to support what he said, because we have to be very careful, because on the day of judgment, like I tell people in my own small church, I said the only time we have as a pastor is to talk now. When we get there, the pastor don't call pastor. The pastor is also sad as other friend here. But when I was this or not, pastor was sinning when. And this is why, and you know, when God gives you a body, please say it. Say it. Not to say because, okay, let me talk to him. No, it's not that. Just say the mind of God. Because the biggest one you have is fear. And let me tell you, most of these big men you are seeing on top, they need people to cancel them. They also have problems. They need you. But when you don't tell them the mind of God, you are not helping them. So for prayer, and that is the problem we have in the church. The congregation members have their own role to play. Some people talk, they say, that job, if I will not do, I will not forgotten, you are liars. It's lies. Because if I grab one of the wives of my members now, I mean, as a pastor, will the member say, that job, I will not do what? That's what we are saying. Don't let us deceive ourselves. Instead of going to the pastor to let him know, sir, like the congregation said, you went, sir. Then don't say this why some member cannot go and talk to that man. Say, look. Or my body will be that guy. I mean, it's not that you go, but instead of doing that, we will not do that as a member of church. One man saw that around, one man, he can go there, what's true? So what you are saying is, please, let us help ourselves. The member of congregation needs pastor to support them. The pastor also needs the help. They need the prayer of member of something.
Yes.
Call their attention to it. But we don't say that. We want to deceive ourselves. That's why I use the example I use. The Lord will help us.
Amen.
We need to pray. We need to ask God to help us. I was in a church, sir. I want to just share this. I discovered there's a trend. We will start. Want to have deliverance and all this thing in the place. You know, put some things in place so that they can. Because I told people, I said, look, you people are saying you don't want members of the church to go and go to Christ to meet up in the conformal over by your people. And your church are not meeting their needs. If I have a day, I'm talking to you as ministers also, because they are only, you know that's what my Bible says, so I mean, say you are, once you are born again, you are a royal priest. I say when I have a headache and I don't have a solution to it, I will look for a place and go to look for a solution. I mean, then you are now blaming his relationship stealing. He says, go to another church. I would like, if you cannot do it for me, I will go to another place. So I discover by the time we put that in place, they post me out of the place. We get to another place. We will start again, they post me again. So when I now go to a particular place, we now use speed of light. The whole place was set, we had ministers, we had everything, we have to start like this, they say as you go. So that's what that came to me. They say, how do you? I say, it's not a question of how it is. You will not help yourself. I say, this is the test. What God wants you to do, I don't want nothing. It's not left for you if you really need it. It was, it's what is happening in our churches. But God is relying on you and on me to do what? To put this thing in order. And to correct it. Because we need to speak. We need to speak the mind of God. The Lord will help us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll call you, sir. You know, there was something that bothered me. There are many Anglicans here, I know. Please pray for the church. When ministers begin to tell someone like me, you transfer somebody to some place to punish him? See, the bishop will transfer you to one place to punish you. As punishment. I said punishment. Punishment. So if I want to punish you, I transfer you to a village. So I have no respect for mission work. I think it's a punishment. Are you following me? I went to minister at Jeba some years ago. There was somebody that, I don't remember his name, a canon there. He said, please, you people visit me. So we went to his house, we sat down. We didn't ask questions, and he started to talk. It must have been there. You know, he needed to pour it out. And not him alone. Others, ministers, priests in the Anglican system, talking about the way that administratively you punish people. I said, my God, if I am going to move a pastor to the village, I have to let him see the blessing of being there. I can't let him feel this is a punishment. The spirit of evangelism is broken. Punishment. You better pray for the church. And I think that those of you who are from Anglican system, you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It is not strange to you. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm very happy to have met you on this
We thank God.
The Anglican church where I belong to.
At home.
I'm an industrial member. And there was a year, about 4 years ago, we were discussing about villages and churches, local churches, that are not able to pay their annual something. And if you are paid up to January and you are in October, means your pastor will not collect from February to October.
No salary.
No salary. So I stood up. I don't know whether Mommy Olipo was there that day. I stood up. I said, my Lord, sir, if you go to the Bible, the scripture says that whoever labors for you must not suffer. It seems we are now more interested in the money than in winning souls. These villages, most of the people in Lagos are not responding. It's only women and the old men, maybe they are less than 100, that are doing it. Then some of us who are educated. And there's no way we can meet. You don't need to punish these people. He disagreed with me. I said, I know you are annoyed. I told him. I said, but that's the truth. That's number one. Number two is that a lot of pastors are just pumped up anyhow. They get promoted anyhow. I have a cousin who graduated so many years ago. A lot of new pastors are persuaded because of one reason or the other. And there's nobody that can challenge them. Because, you know, my Lord there knows, they call them bishop. And you cannot, can you challenge the bishop, sir? You cannot challenge
him. You cannot challenge the bishop, but you can ask the bishop a question politely. It will still be the same point.
Let me answer. That's what I said in your presence. You can challenge any bishop if he does what is wrong. That is because people don't talk. Yes, a member, when you know
what able to run, a member should be able to say,
sir, the priest can do also.
The priest can. There is a polite way to raise an issue. Okay.
They will not like it because, you know, the problem is, you know, we need to, that's what I'm saying, we need to, in our own different churches, if you have known the truth, you have to say it. You have to say it because if you don't say it, and there was a time, I'm sorry to say this, and I give this to the glory of God. We were at a meeting. This, all of us are priests. No lady was there. And when they started, what the bishop then, I won't mention the name of the bishop, because you know, we have several bishops now.
Right, okay.
What the bishop was saying, everybody knew was saying the wrong thing. And some other members there, they were saying, then what my Lord is saying, it's all right, so this kind of thing. They started talking. When he got to a place, I thank God for that grace, so it was not grace, I'm not saying because I'm better. I raised up my hand. I said, I'm sorry, I want to disagree with what you people are saying, no. I said, because of this reason. And at the end of the day, the bishop said, what he said is what we are going to do. And after that, the next thing he said was that, let us say the grace. And we close the meeting. He may punish me after that, but at least that was not done. We are talking of fear. It's just fear. We will not, for example, like what we are saying. Somebody will be in the church, they will post him, and everybody will know they are punishing this person. But then we say, God has said, what is happening between the pastors and the bishop? It is none of their concern. And they leave them. But it is their own child. They will go and disagree with bishop. But because it's not that, they say, your work is canonical. You can go anywhere. It's not right. That's what they are saying. When you see that something is wrong, say it. If the person disagrees with you, later you say, and this person told me the truth too. And heaven will also reckon with it. But we are not saying we should fight. We are not saying you should just want to show that you know better. No. But when you know, because God has not given us the same grace, we have different grace. The way I see things will not be the way other people see it. Somebody raised this matter, I'm saying, after I've left the last, I was not no more there. And someone just mentioned my name. Then that person, they said, he said there was a meeting, you know. He said we were all there, and we all saw that what was happening was wrong, but nobody can talk. He said he was that man. He said he was a courageous man, so I laughed. I said, it's not courage, he does hold this, he does God helping us. What I said, do your own, say your own.
Yes, praise the Lord. You know, we have church in conference once in a while. I know the Baptists have that in the administrative system, or it's church in conference, and the church in conference is more powerful than anybody. A decision by the church in conference overrides any other decision. And when we come to church in conference, if you have been baptized, even if you are small as that, you can stand up and say anything. We will tell everybody, this is church in conference. So long as you are a member, baptized, you are free to say anything that you want to say. If you want to look at me and say, you, this man, you are irresponsible, say it. All of us will give account of what we say. But there are polite ways of saying things. Do you follow me now? But at this meeting, you are not in bondage. You have your liberty. How you use your liberty is a different thing. May God help us.
Amen.
May the church become what Jesus wants the church to be.
Amen.
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 Let's give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us begin to pray. Let's begin to pray now. So let us thank the Lord. Let us thank the Lord for these discussions, these free discussions where we can express our minds and we can learn from others. Others can learn from us. And all because we don't want to be found wanting. We don't want to run in vain. Let us pray for the church now, for the leadership of the church. Forget about denominations. That we may actually run the church according to the mind of Christ. That it may be well with us and that we may get our job done. And I want you to speak to the Lord and say, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, give me the grace to be able to know productive grounds, fertile grounds, to sow my seed so that my free will offering may go to function in your vineyard as it ought to. I don't want to sow in vain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody among us today who has not given his or her life to the Lord? And you want to give your life to him now. You want to be saved. Please raise up your hand. I want to pray with you before I take my seat. Anybody? Anybody? Father, we thank you for what we have shared today. We thank you for the church, the body of Christ. Wonderful. We give you grace. We give you praise, O Lord. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, let it be that your ministers will be ministers of truth.
Amen.
That your ministers will serve with the totality of their lives.
Amen.
That your ministers will not think of themselves, the benefits that they will get in material things, but will focus on the spiritual blessings that you will use them to be to other people. Father, let it be so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father. Thank you for the ministrations today. We know that your Holy Spirit is in control. We give you praise, our God. Father, accept our thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.